95.7 The Hog. It's the Morning Hog. Rinks and Guy. It's Morning Hog Happy Hour, Guy. You know that. You check the clock. And it's time for Josh and Amelia to join us from SR Parade. Yeah. Back in effect.
We're here again.
Last week was not a fluke. I'm happy. I'm glad we've kind of found our footing now. We're all back in the same room again. And good thing, because we have, what an array of Easter egg colored goodness for Easter weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm super excited about this. Now we're hopping back over to hard seltzer.
Somebody gave her there. The rim shot.
Thank you. Nice job.
But you should check out these cans. They're so colorful.
Right.
It's all new stuff. So we are going to be looking at Vizzy Variety Pack number 2.
Okay.
So Vizzy's that hard seltzer you find out there in the orange package.
Okay.
And they have some really cool new flavor combos.
I love this. So we all get to try new flavors that you can then run out. And if while you're getting your kids like candy and Easter eggs, you get yourself one of these and hide them in the couch.
I fully expect for these to be in my Easter bag.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, they better be. And if you
Guy,
look at the
down.
Can, it kind of looks like a little Easter egg. They've all got a circle on there.
Yeah.
It's kind of fun.
They are festive.
Right?
What flavor are we starting with?
Papaya passion fruit.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I know. Have you ever heard of that?
I've heard of those words, but I never put any of them in my mouth before. Papaya and passion fruit.
I feel like that'd be a good beer flavor, too.
Sure. Oh, wow. Now that has got a nose on it right there.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
so
there.
This is Vizzy's second variety
pack. That's
variety
right.
pack two?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's two out there.
Oh, I love this.
There
I
is
love
another
this so
one. We'll get into that another show.
Okay. I love this already. Again, wow. Flavor, really burst. Flavor burst.
Yeah, the flavors Ooh. Dance very well on your tongue.
Papaya. Papaya, tropical, passion fruit kind of makes it a little bit more, I don't know.
What are we clocking in at?
Oh, these are all 5%.
All five?
Yes. Everything we're drinking today is 5%. It's seltzer water, absolutely. Yeah. Some flavored seltzer water that's going to make you feel good, too.
You got to treat yourself after you work out.
It's got vitamin C.
Need motivation. Of course, it's got the vitamins and stuff your body needs. That's a great one. Wow. Okay. Good start. I hope that wasn't the best flavor.
I'm a huge fan of that one.
Yeah, it's good.
We're rolling into blackberry lemon for our next flavor.
I like it.
So, super excited about this. Okay. Now, all the Vizzies, they have vitamin C. Oh, this one has a little hint of color to it.
Okay.
With acerola cherry. That's right. This is the seltzer that has acerola cherry in
Can
it.
Can you say that on the radio?
What does that do, by the way? Did you get
Well, it's
Let
a super
here.
Fruit.
Yeah.
And it's just known to be packed for its antioxidant benefits.
Nice.
And so, you know, they decided to incorporate acerola cherry.
Oh, wow.
And that's how they got vitamin C and Vizzy. So that's what makes them stand out. They're a little bit different.
If you get these things, crack them open and just get the aroma first. Stand like I do when I walk into a Bath and Body Works. Just stand there for a minute and start smelling stuff.
Blackberry lemon.
Yeah.
You definitely get both flavors at the same time. It's not like you get one on the front and one on the back. They mix very well.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of those seltzers that have that flavor up front.
Yeah. Yes.
It's not hiding in the background. So we have a few companies that are like it on a little bit more of a hint of flavor where this is right up front.
Right.
A little bit of sweetness, especially that last one. Very nice.
I'm surprised because it tastes so sweet, but it's only 100 calories.
Except, again, right after the gym. I'm not packing on a bunch of calories afterwards.
Totally guilt-free.
And a 5% I'm getting right. We talked about maybe a few weeks ago. I think I proclaimed what the best berry was. I got to put blackberry in the top 3 again now too. I got to put then bump them back up.
Okay, all right. So you have your listing somewhere?
Yeah, I got to reshuffle it around. I'll publish it online on my blog, my berry blog. All right, a couple more to try on this side. What else we got?
More. So watermelon strawberry.
Okay, all right. So I'm familiar with those.
Right. That sounds like a really fun summer flavor. And this weather is heating up, and we are ready to heat up with it.
Oh, yeah.
Things are getting hot.
Yeah, you got to hydrate. It's very important to hydrate with, you know, actual water, and then you get the
Someone have a hint of
seltzers.
Color as well?
It does have a slight hint
a
of
bit.
Color.
Yeah. Get that aroma. Wave that around. Again, I want a candle burning in my place with this aroma.
So
please.
Watermelon Stand. Strawberry?
I thought you weren't allowed to hold lighters
yes.
anymore.
I can't hear anymore. Yeah, there was they shut me down with my aromatherapy here in the booth.
Gotcha.
Oh, my gosh.
Watermelon. It's so refreshing.
It tastes like they squeezed a watermelon into this can.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm a huge watermelon
fan.
That
might be my favorite one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think me too.
I would like this even if I had to spit out seeds, but you don't. Right?
Yeah. It tastes so
fresh.
You know
they have seedless watermelon.
What?
Huge technology.
Then how do they regrow them?
I don't. He's not. He's don't.
Oh, man.
All right. Great, Josh. Thanks a lot. Okay, Amelia, you have one more can in your hand. What is that one?
One more, and this is raspberry tangerine. So as okay.
That's not a flavor I would expect to hear.
No. I wouldn't expect that either. Raspberry and tangerine. I mean, I just want a big fruit salad after this.
I grew up as a big tangerine eater, and now I guess they're called cuties now, right?
Oh,
and so
yeah.
I get confused sometimes. Like, I just want a tangerine. They're like, yeah. Buy the bag, idiot. It's what it is. It's called cuties.
But, I thought I was just getting compliments.
Yeah, I did too. I was like, man, I guess she likes me.
I like the nose on this one.
Okay. Oh, wow. That's big. No, that's got a lot of... That tangerine is jumping in this one.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
And I have proclaimed raspberry as my number one berry. I'm sticking with it. It's still standing out.
Me, personally, I'm getting more tangerine on this
Absolutely.
One.
Yeah, I can pick that up.
Mm. Oh, this one might be a berry.
Okay, yeah. Boy, this is a lot. I mean, we're gonna have to get a flow chart or something out to try to
chart
these.
I know, we need to start rating these, you know, like hold up big signs, like 1 through 10.
Yeah.
Olympic style.
And you think about it, there's a finite number of fruits in the world, and... These geniuses are combining fruits. They could just do one fruit and it'd be fine, but they're combining them and making it work somehow.
Yeah, it's definitely a point of difference.
Yeah,
for sure.
We'll take a break. We'll come back. We got four other fantastic flavors to try. Riggs and Guy Brew Review. Josh and Amelia from SR Perot. It's a brew review on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.
Woo!